السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has asked the believers in many many places in the Quran Sharif to adopt taqwa. And taqwa is restraining oneself, bachna. After that, the extended meaning means, as we always say, to fear. But the person must restrain himself from everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made haram, has declared forbidden. He must restrain himself. And there's not much effort in that which we have to do. The things that which we have to do are like namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and a few other things. And most of it is restraining ourselves. In restraining ourselves, we don't have to do anything. As Hazrat Mawlana Qiyumul Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, my murshid, says that isme kuch karna nahi padta. Without doing anything, you get rewards from Allah Tabaraka. There's no factory manager in the world who says, well, don't do anything, all come, sit, relax, and we will pay you a very high salary. Those factories will close down. Everybody has to do something. But here, most of it is, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. But in every of those don't do's, you get great rewards and so on. But unfortunately, because of our environment, because of the weakness of our iman, and also our laziness, we fail to do even the simple things and stay away from those things which Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. We don't have the himmat, we don't have the courage. Many people, that is what they say, that I don't have the courage, I don't have the himmat, I just cannot do without this, I just cannot do without that. I always get tempted into doing this or doing that. I cannot give up my habit of smoking or drinking or illicit relationship. But it is not a question of just cannot. It means that there is a weakness, there is a shortcoming. The himmat is not there, the courage is not there, the strength is not there. So it is just like a person who knows that this is the medication, if you have to take that, then you will get cure from that illness that you are suffering from. But the patient is so sick that his hands cannot move, his feet cannot move, even his tongue. He cannot say that much, that please give me that medication which is there on that shelf. He's gone so weak. But everything is there. But there's nobody to give it to him. And he also doesn't have the himmat to take it from there and consume or take it. He's on the bed. The injections are there. The medication is there. Everything is there. But his hands are not moving to take it. His feet cannot, he cannot stand on them. So our mashayikh, they haven't even ignored people like that. People like us who do not even have that himmat, after knowing fully well that this particular medication will be helpful for my spiritual self. But if we cannot take it, and we still keep on indulging in those sins, then they haven't even ignored such people. There is no such thing as losing hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. There is, even the person who is critically ill, or the person who is terminally ill, for them also they give prescriptions. Perhaps they may return to good health. That is the beauty of this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. that there is no such thing, that there is no hope, now the person is going to die. Because if those people who were in kufr, who were in shirk, who were in nifaq and hypocrisy, or those who were from the Yahud and Nasara, if hope was not given up even for them, then what about those who are believers, but it's just that they don't have the strength to make amal. So for such people like us, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Aud Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he says that this is what you should do. And I have repeatedly said that these majlises are for the purpose of Islah. My Islah, and whosoever wants that his Islah should be made, then inshallah it will benefit him. That is the niyat that we should come here for. As far as waaz and nasihat is concerned, and speeches on different subjects, then we will get that in other places, and even here sometimes on different occasions we'll speak on different things, or Jummah occasions we speak on different subjects. But this majlis, we will say, is a specialized majlis. It is for the islah of the qalb and the heart. Now if a person has to go to a specialist of the ears and say, can't you do anything else? You only check everybody's ears. There's nothing else that you have learnt in your profession. Everyone comes, you check his ears. And the specialist of the eyes, so everybody comes, you're not even asking how's his toes, you're only looking at his eyes. He's got a big wound on his toe, you're not worried about. Everyone comes, you only check his eyes. So that person will say, there are many other physicians and doctors who are dealing with other things. But here if you come, then I will check your eyes. So like that, if you come here, then it will be a checkup of the heart, spiritual heart.
Wuzu karke do rak'atein tum padho, niyat usme toba ki karke padho.
Make wuzu and make two rakats of namaz. Read quickly. 83992 Toyota. Please remove your car, somebody wants to come out. So he says, for those people who are terminally ill, or critically ill, those who just don't have the himmat, don't have the courage, the hands are failing, the feet failing, everything is failing, the sight has failed, the hearing has failed, the person hasn't got the himmat, he listens and he listens, and he also understands that taking that medication is going to be beneficial, but he just doesn't have the himmat. So what should he do? He shouldn't lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. Make two rakats of namaz. Now this is something that all of us should implement in our lives. Because none of us can say that we have cured all our ailments and diseases, that we are 100% fit now, that there is no sickness left in us. Because if one person is suffering from heart problem, then another one has got sugar diabetes, somebody has got rheumatism, somebody has got high blood pressure, somebody has got this, somebody has got that, and some will have majmua of all the sicknesses. Some of us, we have different kinds of ailments. So like that, somebody will have the sickness of backbiting, somebody will have the sickness of jealousy, somebody will have of malice, somebody of greed, somebody of pride, somebody of arrogance, somebody will have evil passions and desires, somebody will have some other sickness, miserliness, impatience, anger. Now all these are sicknesses. And somebody will have a majmua, combination of all. So he says, even if you've got all the different sicknesses and you are failing, you just can't seem to make headway. Person knows that he is sick, but he just cannot get the himmat and the courage to do anything. He keeps saying that I want to stay away from sins, but he just cannot seem to stay away. Then what must he do? He says, wuzu karke do rak'ate tum padho. Make wuzu and make two rakats of salat. Now this is not difficult. We do come to the masjid for namazes, so come a little early or remain for a little longer. But make sure that the car is parked properly. If you're remaining longer, then please make sure that the car is not obstructing, otherwise you're making tawbah this side Like after the Jummah Salat, now the person thought that, yes, Maulana mentioned a very nice thing, and this prescription is a very beautiful prescription, so therefore I'm going to implement it after the Jummah. So now after, so he came a little late, he parks his car right at the entrance, and then he sits down after the Jummah Salat, and now he's reading 2 rakat namaz, and he's making dua and istighfar and tawbah. In the meantime, people are swearing him outside there. So first park properly if you want to remain a little longer, but otherwise come a little early, park properly, or at home. And the best time is, of course, when the eyes open at night or early part of the morning, then get up. Get the himmat just to make wuzu and 2 rakats of namaz, or any other convenient time when there is no disturbance. There must be sukoon. The person must have khalwat, solitude. Then there will be that enjoyment also. Then there will be sincerity also. But if a person cannot get there, then wherever it is, even in the masjid, nobody knows what you are asking. It is only Allah Ta'ala that knows. So make 2 rakats of namaz, make the wuzu properly according to sunnah, and then make 2 rakats of salat.
Dua ke liye haath ko phir utha, khuda se tu rokar kare iltija.
Thereafter raise your hands in dua. Glorify Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Praise Him. Read the tasbihats of praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we have been taught that from Surah Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. So like that, any tasbih of the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, read. And thereafter, cry and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make iltija to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What must you say?
Dua ke liye haath ko phir utha, khuda se tu rokar kare iltija. Ilahi gunahgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. Ilahi gunahgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main.
Then speak to your Allah. He is your Rabb. He is the sustainer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghaffar. At that time, have this opinion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is not only at that time, but at all times, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very merciful, is very forgiving, is very kind. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive. If it had not been His desire to forgive, then He would not have shown us so many places in the Quran Sharif how we should make tawbah. He should not have sent the Anbiya. He should not have given us the asbab and the means of guidance. So say, O Allah, I am your sinful servant. And it must come from the depths of the heart. The person must not say with his tongue that he is a very sinful servant and he is useless servant, and in the meantime in his heart he is considering himself as a VIP, as Mr. Somebody. There must be that sincerity. It must be from the depth of the heart, and the person must say that, O Allah, gunahgar banda hu main, I am your sinful servant, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main, from head to toe, O my Allah, I am in sins. My eyes are sinning. My ears are sinning. My tongue is sinning. My hands and feet. There are so many sins that I am aware of, and so many sins that I am not even aware of. Sometimes we are making israf and we don't realize that it's a sin. A person is sitting at the wuzu khana and he's got the tap full blast open. Now he doesn't even consider that as a sin. So there are so many sins that we are committing with the eyes, with the ears, with the tongue, and we are not even aware sometimes that we are committing a sin. So many things have been taught to us by Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and how much of his laws and ahkam, or how much of the laws and ahkam of Sharia we violate. But whatever it may be, no matter how far we may have gone, don't lose hope.
Ilahi gunahgar banda hoon main, sarapa bura aur ganda hoon main. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hoon main, gunahon ka goya khazina hoon main. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hoon main, gunahon ka goya khazina hoon main.
Remember, you are speaking to your Allah. We are confessing before He or before Him who knows exactly what we have done. There's nothing that we can conceal from Him. But we are saying, O Allah, that we acknowledge, we confess before You. We are not justifying any of our sins. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hoon main. Very, very sinful servant of yours, O Allah, as if I am a mine of sins. How we have gold mines, we have coal mines, and we have other mines. He said, that is my life. Ocean of sins, mine of sins.
Ilahi gunahgar banda hoon main, sarapa bura aur ganda hoon main. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hoon main, gunahon ka goya khazina hoon main. Na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai. Na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai.
Now we are coming to our objective, that we are from amongst those who do not seem to have any kind of himmat, any kind of courage, any kind of strength to give up those sins. Ya Allah, we know that it is sinful. We know that some of the things which we are doing are those which bring down your wrath and your anger and your punishment. We know that it displeases you, and we are aware that it is sinful. Lekin, O my beloved Allah, what do we do? Na quwwat gunaho se bachne ki hai. Ya Allah, I just don't seem to have that strength. I am from amongst those who is extremely weak. I'm like a pauper. I'm like a helpless person. I'm an extremely weak person. Like how a person is terminally ill, I am in that state.
Na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai.
There are only two things that we have to do. Either we have to do the good deeds, or we have to stay away from the bad. That's all. There are two things that we have to do. We have to either do all that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do and restrain ourselves from all that He has asked us to restrain ourselves. But He says, Ya Allah, I am from amongst those people who neither has the himmat to do the good deeds and nor has the himmat to give up the bad deeds. Bilkul bekar, kameena, gunaho ka khazina.
Na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai.
But O Allah, that is my condition. But what is your shan? Who are you, O my beloved Allah?
Tera ho irada agar ay kareem, to ho paak palbar mein banda laeem. Tera ho irada agar ay kareem, to ho paak pal mein ye banda laeem.
Oh my Allah, the only requirement is your irada, your decision, your will. Of course, Allah Ta'ala has given us willpower, but we are talking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the position of extreme weakness, that we cannot even use that willpower. Oh Allah, you gave us the willpower, but we cannot even use that willpower and give up sins. So therefore we are saying, Oh Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives even without a person deserving. We know we are not deserving of your rahmat and your mercy, because you gave us willpower which we are not making use of. But that is our condition and our state. But Oh Allah, you are Kareem, and Kareem is the one who gives without a one deserving. So therefore we are saying, Oh Allah, if you make the decision, if you make the irada, that there must be a reformation and change in our lives, if you make the irada that I must become nek, pious and righteous, if you make the irada that I must give up my sins and I must become yours, to ho paak pal mein ye banda lahi, then within the blink of an eye, this sinful servant of yours will become pak and pure. Ah, my Allah, that is all that is required. Just a decision of yours, just the irada of yours, to make me your rightful, righteous, pious servant. And once you make that intention, O Allah, if you make that decision, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with His niyat, there is no such thing as now it requires a bit of time. Nothing. There is no takhalluf. And there is no distance. Allah Ta'ala decides, kun fayakun. It happens. So we are saying, Oh Allah, I just cannot seem to give up these sins of mine. How many times I made tawbah from drugs, and how many times I made tawbah from gambling, and how many times I made tawbah from zina and from watching the filth on television and reading the filthy magazines, and how many times I made tawbah from stealing and from fraud and from other kinds of sins. But Oh Allah, every time I make the tawbah and I break it, I just don't seem to have the himmat. So Oh Allah, this time I am saying that you make the decision for me, that I must change, and I want to change. I want to become yours. I don't want to walk on the surface of this earth with a heart that is nothing but a mine of impurities.
Na quwwat gunahon se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai. تیرا ہو ارادہ اگر اے کریم, تیرا ہو ارادہ اگر اے کریم, تو ہو پاک پل میں یہ بندہ لئیم. تو ہی غیب سے کوئی سامان کر, تو ہی غیب سے کوئی سامان کر, گناہوں سے بچنے کو آسان کر. تو ہی غیب سے کوئی سامان کر, گناہوں سے بچنے کو آسان کر. Oh Allah, I have failed, but now you create the means from unseen sources and make it extremely easy for me to give up the sins of mine. تو ہی غیب سے کوئی سامان کر, گناہوں سے بچنے کو آسان کر. For me to abstain, for me to restrain myself from these sins, O Allah, create the means from the unseen. Many people, when they made sincere tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created the means, that if they wanted to go towards sin also, some block came, some obstacle came, and they were unable to go ahead with that sin. They kept on trying, but every time there was some obstacle. And in the heart, nafs and shaitan were pressurizing, or the whispering of shaitan was there. But the person, he just couldn't go ahead with that sin. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepted his dua and created an obstacle.
So although he felt that he was not able to enjoy himself, but in reality it was a blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because if he had gone ahead, then he would have landed himself in some serious problem. So with the barakat of that dua that he made, Allah ta'ala created obstacles for him. One person mentioned once, he says, after he gave up the TV and all the filthy things that he used to watch, but one day the family was out, because he's living in a home where the others are watching, but he gave it up. So again he decided that he must to watch. So he says everything was functioning. When those people went from the house, they went to visit somewhere, so he went to switch on the TV. He says, just won't come on. He checked the plug, everything is okay, just won't come on. He tried his best to get it on and it just wouldn't come on. He says, then I left it. When those people came back after some time and they put it on, it came on. I said, so you see the dua that you was making, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created that. But of course it won't happen always like that. We will have to use our himmat.
تیرا ہو ارادہ اگر اے کریم تو ہو پاک پل میں یہ بندہ لئیم تو ہی غیب سے کوئی سامان کر گناہوں سے بچنے کو آسان کر ارادے میرے نیک اعمال کے حوالے ہوئے نفس کی چال کے ارادے میرے نیک اعمال کے حوالے ہوئے نفس کی چال کے اگر تیری توفیق ہو چارہ گر تو پھر نفس و شیطان سے کیا مجھ کو ڈر
او اللہ all these ارادہs of mind of doing good things have been hijacked by nafs and shaitan. We know of many hijackers in this world. They hijack our cars, they hijack trucks, they hijack buses, and recently we heard of even aeroplanes being hijacked. So everything is getting hijacked. The ships on this ocean are getting hijacked. So these iradas of mine that I want to do good deeds, they all get hijacked by nafs and shaitan. I just make the irada and nafs and shaitan hijacks it and leaves me at square one. But O Allah, if only you give tawfiq, if you make the decision that you want me to make amal, you want me to do good deeds, and you want me to stay away from the evil, then I have got no fear of nafs and shaitan. Because what is nafs and shaitan in front of your qudrat and your power and your might? But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to do that, we must not start thinking now that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had willed and intended, then all of us would have been pious and righteous, because then there was no test. Then there was no test. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made this world a world of tests. But we are saying that in this world, which is a world of tests, oh Allah, we have already failed that test. We are extremely weak. We have failed that test. We just do not have the himmat, we do not have the courage, we do not have the strength, we do not have the power to make use of our willpower. So therefore, Allah, we are pleading to you that if you give tawfiq, then nafs and shaitan cannot do anything. They cannot hijack these intentions of mine. At present, because of my weakness, they are just hijacking. But you give the tawfiq, then nothing.
میں بندہ ہوں میں بندہ تیرا ہوں محض نام کا بنا دے کرم سے مجھے کام کا میں بندہ تیرا ہوں محض نام کا بنا دے کرم سے مجھے کام کا
Oh Allah, I am a bandha of yours just in name. If a person says that I am your bandha, so then there must be the asar, there must be the signs of that bandagi on that person. The person, if he says that I am working for a certain company in a certain department, then there are some signs of that. When you go there to that office, then you find him working in that particular department. Now if a person says that I am working as a manager of this store, but when you go to that shop, then you find him sweeping the toilet, then does it reflect what he said he was doing? If a person says, I'm a postman, but he is wearing the uniform of somebody that is working in a hospital, he's wearing the doctor's coat, and he says that he is a postman. Or he's a butcher man, but he's wearing the suit of a soldier. So there must be some sign, some asar of what the person is claiming. So if he says that I'm a banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and even if he doesn't say, then we know that he is a banda of Allah ta'ala, because nothing is in his control, his life is not in his control, his sight, his hearing, his speech, nothing. So he says, oh Allah, I am your banda just in name. Just in name I am your banda. Because if the person is a banda, then as you have heard many times that Hazrat Hasan Basri of Rahmatullah Ali, one slave, you asked him, what's your name? He said, whatever name you give me. He said, what food will you eat? He said, whatever food you give me to eat. Said, where will you sleep? He said, wherever you ask me to sleep. What clothes you will wear? He said, whatever you give me to wear. So he said, don't you have any desire of yours? He said, if I had desires of my own, then why would I have been a slave in the first place? So he says, this slave taught me a great lesson. He freed him. And he said that if he says that whatever, whatever, then I am a slave of my Allah Ta'ala. So I should be saying the same thing. Oh Allah, I will eat what you say is halal to eat. I will drink that which you say is halal to drink. I will wear those type of clothes which you say is permissible to wear. And I will do everything what is pleasing to you, because I am your slave. So he says here, oh Allah, I am just a slave in name. I am saying I am your slave, but I am not your slave. Because I do everything according to my wish. I get up at the time that I wish to get up, not at the time that you want me to get up, before Fajr. I go to sleep without making my salat of Isha. I watch all that which my heart desires to watch, even though you may be displeased. I listen to all that music and everything which you don't want me to listen to. But I listen to it because my nafs desires it, my heart desires it. So if a person is doing that, then how can he be a slave? Then na'uzu billah, he is trying to say that he is Allah himself, because he is making his own decisions.
Me banda tera hu mehz naam ka, bana de karam se mujhe kaam ka.
I am your banda in name only, O my Allah. Make me a banda in reality also, that I must be doing those things which a servant of yours should be doing, what befits a servant and a slave of yours. And repeatedly I have mentioned that we should never ever get that impression that if we become the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is like being the slave of someone in this world. True freedom we will only get when we become true slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make us his true slaves and the true servants of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then after that we will see real freedom, true freedom, real enjoyment, real happiness. At present we have made ourselves slaves of everything. The person, for what does he open the shop? So that he may get a halal livelihood, or he may be able to provide things for his family, for himself, luxuries, necessities, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, the majority, they become the slaves of that business. That business was supposed to be their slave. Open when the person desires, close when he wishes, close at the times of namaz, conduct the business in a halal way. But the person now becomes a slave of that business. He even forgets sometimes to eat also, and forgets his namaz also, and forgets his zakat too, and forgets the huquq of his wives and his children also. Why? He's too occupied. He doesn't have time from the business. So what has he really done? Has he bought freedom or has he bought slavery? So if we become the slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will enjoy true freedom. So he says, "Oh Allah, I am a slave by name also, only. So make me in reality a true slave of yours, a true servant of yours."
Ata kar mujhe zarra e dard e dil, tera dard ho jaye ye aab o gil. Ata kar mujhe zarra e dard e dil, tera dard ho jaye ye aab o gil. Rahe ghaib se kar meri rehbari, teri bandagi se ho izzat meri.
Say, ata kar mujhe zarra e dard e dil. O Allah, give me in my heart a little of your love. If I can't have too much, at least just a little bit of your true love. Give me that in my heart. Because what is holding me back is that I don't have that love in my heart. If a person has love for somebody, then we know how far he goes and to what extent he goes. The person cannot sleep, the person cannot eat, his life is restless. Why? Because he's in love with someone. So he says, "Oh Allah, give me that kind of love of yours, even though it may be just an iota, but give me that in my heart." Tera dard ho jaye ye aab o gil. This body of mine, O Allah, make it a body which is filled with your love, with your muhabbat. And you know that this you cannot get in the bazaars and in the marketplaces and in the shopping centers. You will get all the other items of this world there, but this dard-e-dil you will only get from those who have the dard-e-dil in their hearts. That's the only place you will get it from. They are the reservoirs of dard-e-dil, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, the ahlullah. Therefore we say, "Oh Allah, with the barakat of those ahlullah, give us also."
Ata kar mujhe zarra e dard-e-dil, tera dard ho jaye ye aab-o-gil. Rahe ghaib se kar meri rehbari, teri bandagi se ho izzat meri.
O Allah, from ghaibi sources, guide me along. Create those means that I become rightly guided. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is creator of means. He creates our means for so many different things. Our business, our work, our home, in our family life, in different aspects of our lives, we find how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means. A person wants to go somewhere, he doesn't have transport, and suddenly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means. A person is hungry and he doesn't know where he will get his loaf of bread from, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means. And in so many other things, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means. In the same way for our deeni and islahi purposes, we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to create the means. Allah ta'ala will then somehow guide this person to somebody that will become the zariya of hidayat for him. So many times we hear this type of thing. They will say that it was coincidental that I happened to be there. Coincidentally I met this person. Coincidentally I heard his tape. Coincidentally I was at that majlis. Now that is not coincident. It is that dua that that person was making. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the means and sent him somewhere where he found the solution to his problems, and where he found the cure to his ailments and diseases, and where he found guidance. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the means. So therefore we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are pleading, we are begging that, "Oh Allah, create those means so that I may go to someone, or I may find the person that will guide me along, and from whose or in whose company then I will also get that dard-e-dil." So it's a question of begging and asking, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then create the means. رہے غیب سے کر میری رہبری، تیری بندگی سے ہو عزت میری.
And if we think that we are going to get izzat and respect and honor in the material things of this world, then we are not going to get it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, know that famous incident of his, what did he say there? نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ, that we are a people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given respect because of Islam, not because of clothes. And if a person is going to search for respect in anything else, Allah Ta'ala will cause him to suffer humiliation and disgrace. If the person thinks that he will get izzat if he associates himself with the leaders of the world, or he has plentiful of material things, then he's got respect. Then that is not true. Yes, if Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with material possessions, plentiful also, and he's got this connection with Allah Ta'ala, then alhamdulillah, it is nurun ala nur. But if the person doesn't have Allah Ta'ala in his life and he's got everything else, Allah Ta'ala will never ever give him respect. And we must not look at the film actors and actresses and all these worldly leaders and say that when they are performing, these idols are performing in some show, they are singing and dancing, then we have 2 million people. So look at what love Allah Ta'ala has put into the hearts of people. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. When their voices are gone, then see if anybody still has that love for them. Or that woman who comes out, Miss World, she was just crowned Miss World, and after that, when she was, all the cameras were focused on her, and when she just moves from there, she meets up with an accident and she gets third degree burns. Now see if all those cameras are still there and all those millions are still prepared to watch her burnt out face. So where are all those ashiks gone now? And the ahlullah, the older they get, the more love, and people are still flocking. Their faces have become wrinkled, their hair has turned white, they are sometimes bedridden, they are paralyzed, and people are clamoring. Everybody wants to make his khidmat. That is true love. They rule over the hearts of the people, and these people, they rule over the eyes. That once their faces, the beauty is gone, then you find all those shark and all those fans and all those lovers run from there like the mule. Because that wasn't true love. That was a love for their voice, it was a love for their face, it was a love for something else. And in this world you find them all parting. Kamar jukke misle kamani hui, koi nana hua koi nani hui, aur balo mein ghalib safedi hui, koi dada hua koi dadi hui. After that, we are all gone. I wish we could understand the true philosophy of love. So the love of the Ahlullah, which is a means of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is different from this worldly love. There you don't see the age of the person, you do not see the color of the person, you do not see the hair of the person, you do not see the body of the person, you do not see the wealth of the person, nothing. You see something that is hidden, and that is inside the heart. So therefore he says, oh my beloved Allah, teri bandagi se ho izzat meri. My izzat and my respect with your bandagi, in obedience to you, in submission to you, in your worship, in your ibadat, in your zikr, in the tilawat of your kalam, in the fulfillment of the rights of people, in conducting my life in a disciplined manner according to the Quran and the Sunnah, my respect must give me in that. And that is what respect lies in. Oh Allah, may my respect be in that. We'll stop here for tonight. But wallah, if a person does this every day, no matter how far he may have gone from Sharia and from Deen, but if he does this every day sincerely, begs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala,
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely bring him back. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will from unseen sources open up the doors of his hidayat. Allah Ta'ala will guide him along. This person himself will be surprised. He will say himself after some time, okay, what I was and what I am. So now is this a difficult thing? If we cannot give up sins, then at least we can do this. Ramadan is coming. We have just a month to go. These are Mubarak months. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dua in the month of Rajab. That oh Allah give us barakat in this Rajab. Wa balighna Ramadan. Dua for barakat in Rajab and Shaban. And oh Allah convey us to Ramadan. So these are Mubarak days, Mubarak months. So just pluck up that little bit of himmat and courage to restrain our eyes, our ears, our tongues from haram. And see how the petrol of noor starts filling up. But if you're going to keep all the windows of the car open and then switch on the air conditioner, then it's not going to cool the car. The car will never cool. And all the passengers also in the car too will look this side, that side, what's happening? The car is not cooling. Then somebody will shout from the back, your window is open. That chap will say, your window is open. He'll say, your window is open. So now if everybody's window is open, how will the car cool? So sometimes the father's window that is open. Sometimes the mother's window is open. Sometimes the children's window is open in the house. So how can you keep the room cool? Meaning that sometimes the father is glued to all the haram. Or he is sunk in vices and evil. Sometimes the mother, sometimes the sisters, sometimes the brothers, sometimes the other house people. So all of us will have to shut our windows. Then when we switch on, you'll find the whole house coming cool. Everybody in the house will then get coolness, will get sukoon, will get rahat, will get serenity, will get joy. And these are not just words from a dictionary. Allah Ta'ala will really give it, but provided the husband, the wife, the children, everybody closes those windows, then the air conditioner is switched on. But if there's a big room and all are sleeping in the same room, but one says that no, I must keep the window open, the other one says no, I must have my window open, the other one says I must have mine open, and the other one says I want to switch on the air conditioner, and it is already on, but it is not cooling until you don't close your windows. So we know that there will never be coolness. But the moment everyone in the house makes up his mind or her mind that we are going to close our windows of sins, then see how the coolness Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in the heart. That restlessness will go. Those fights, those quarrels, those arguments, which are finishing the family lives. It is destroying the happiness of the couples, destroying the happiness of the children, sometimes destroying the happiness of the husbands, sometimes destroying the happiness of the wives. Everything will then vanish, provided we pluck up that little bit of himmat and courage, that we will humble ourselves and we will say that even if I am right, but I will say I accept, okay, I am wrong. Let's overlook, let us both obey Allah Ta'ala and then see. If we start closing up our windows, Allah Ta'ala will give us sukoon. That is all we want. We all want sukoon. So these majlises are for that, how to get that sukoon. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with it. Wallah, it becomes so disturbing at times that somebody wants to change, somebody wants to start his namaz, his zikr, his tilawat and obey Allah Ta'ala. But the others in the house are not allowing him to do so. There's obstruction. And as a result, what happens? That the whole house suffers. The whole house, nobody has sukoon. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ey mere piyare Allah, ey mere rahim Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, ya sattar al-uyub, ghaffar al-zunub Allah. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيث بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيث. اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے التجا کر رہے, اے اللہ ہم تجھ سے فریاد کر رہے. او اللہ وی آر بیگنگ آف یو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی آر یور سنفل سرونٹس. او اللہ ایکسٹریملی سنفل, یا اللہ وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک. او اللہ وی نو وٹ از رائٹ اینڈ وٹ از رانگ, but we don't have the himmat and the courage and the strength to do that which is pleasing to you and to restrain ourselves from that which is displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, but you are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without even deserving. Ey mere pyare Khuda, out of your mercy and your kindness, your compassion, oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, we are only servants of yours in name. Ya Allah, bless us with the reality of your slavery. Ya Allah, make us your true slaves. Ya Allah, tie us firmly in the chains of your love and muhabbat. Ya Allah, remove every other chain from us. Ya Allah, but tie us firmly and strongly in the chains of your love and the love of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, bless each and every one with good health. Those who are in hospitals, bless them with good health. Allah, those who are at homes and are sick and ailing, give them good health. Ya Allah, so many people have requested for du'as. They are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless them all with good health. Amen. Cure them from all their illnesses and sicknesses. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make their children righteous and obedient to you. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم سب کو صحت دے, عافیت دے, عزت والی زندگی دے, سلامتی دے, تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما. اے اللہ, تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, ہم سب کو زہد اور قناعت والی زندگی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, give us the hearts that you give to your اولیاء صدیقین. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, create the means. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, create the means. You are the creator of means, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ. Create the means for our hidayat and for our right guidance. Ya Allah, create the means of us becoming righteous and pious. Hey, mere pyare khuda, is duniya ko chhod kar jana hai. We have to leave this world and come to you. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of sincere toba before our departure. And when our time of death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in some filthy movie. Oh Allah, some filthy magazine or novel in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands. Oh Allah, in zina, adultery, fornication. Ya Allah, with the time of our death comes, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. Ay Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from us. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Ay Allah, assist the Mujahideen of Islam, wherever they may be. Homesoever they may be. Ey mere pyare khuda, Kashmir mein, Palestine mein, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, ha mere Allah, in the Arab world, in the Muslim countries and in the non-Muslim countries, nowhere the Muslim is in peace, in happiness, in sukoon. Ey Allah, tere fazl o karam se hum sab ki hifazat farma, hamari iman ki, Islam ki hifazat farma. Ey Allah, Rasul Pak from all the du'as that he made for us, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those whose parents have passed away, or brothers and sisters have passed away, or children have passed away. Ya Allah, bless them all with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna alan nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.